Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, which brews beers that are highly rated by beer critics and beer lovers alike. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. I'm here with Greg Kot. Greg, we live for this show. First of all, there's not a rock critic anywhere in the universe who doesn't make a list starting January 1 and going through the end of the year of his or her favorite albums. Greg, I think some critics put together their year-end lists almost like the shopping cart or the Chinese menu. One from column A, one from column B, one from column C. I do it real simple. I still do mine. I know you do the same. One of the rare ways we work similarly. These are the records I've played more than any others. Long after we are finished reviewing them, I want to keep hearing them. I can't hear them. I want to go hear these all right now.
I think it's an important distinction, Jim. I think we both look at it. These are our favorite albums. We're not trying to represent anything or anyone else but ourselves. These are the records we keep returning to for pleasure. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people look at 2016 as a tough year. I think a lot of people are reflecting on this year and saying there was a lot of tough stuff happening in the world. And the amazing thing about music is that it reflects back to us what we're experiencing as a society quicker than almost any other art form. And I think we saw that, the Black Lives Matter movement, what's happening in politics, what's happening around the world, the crises around the world. A lot of the music that we're going to play or highlight, I think, reflects some of that spirit and some of the response of people to what is happening around them and reflecting on it and giving us some sense of we can overcome this too, some sense of resilience about it. We're going to hear later on in the show as well from some of our listeners with their favorites of the year, but you're going to start us off, Jim. What's the first record you want to play for us?
Well, Greg, we're going to be jumping around our top 10, and our entire lists, our best of lists, are going to be at soundopinions.org. I'm going to start with number 10 on my list. We'll work our way up to number 1. It's Beach Slang, A Loud Bash of Teenage Feelings. James Alex, leader of this Philadelphia group, second album was highly anticipated. He did not let us down. I am so struck by the track I'm going to play, Future Mixtape for the Art Kids. I think every year there are one or two songs, if we are very lucky, that are, you know, up there with Smells Like Teen Spirit in terms of being an anthem for our times, a rock song that crystallized everything that's great about this music. You know, James sings, play it loud, play it fast, play me something that will always last. Play it tough, play it quiet, play me something that will save my life.
Play it loud, play it fast. Play me something that will always last.
I go back to Rock and Roll by Lou Reed, the idea of a life saved by rock and roll. I'm 51, Greg, and I still feel that way. I need this music. It is a reason for living. Here is Beach Slang, number 10 on my best of list. A Loud Bash of Teenage Feelings is the album. Future Mixtape for the Art Kids is the song.
Stick your heart on your sleeve. If it breaks, stitch it on. Waits to bleed for broken kids no one needs.
That is Beach Slang, future mixtape for the Art Kids. We were privileged to have a live acoustic session with James Alex. You can go find that on soundopinions.org. Greg, where are you starting on your list?
Jim, I'm going to go to my number nine pick, Solange. She may be better known to some people as the younger sister of Beyonce, Solange Knowles, but, you know, she is a great artist in her own right, and A Seat at the Table is a declaration of what a great artist she is. She's a triple threat, singer, songwriter, producer. What I love about this record, and I think it's representative of another trend of 2016, and actually a trend that's been going on for the last few years, this idea of genre mixing. People say, well, there's no rock on your list, or there's no this, or no that. A lot of these records are combining lots of genres.
They can't be pigeonholed.
In a way that's very inclusive. You look at the guest list on the Solange record, and it gives you a hint of where she's going. Rafael Sadiq, Magical Clouds, Q-Tip, Lil Wayne, Dirty Projectors, David Longstreth. I mean, this is a wide variety of musical collaborators, influences, but at the same time, it's very much about her. It's not about her guests. It's about her mixing and matching these different styles of music into a cohesive whole. And what she's given us is a major statement about what it means to be a woman of color in America in 2016. It's inclusive both in terms of the message and the music, but it doesn't have formulas, bromides that it's relying on. This is new music from Solange. Here's a track from A Seat at the Table, Weary, on Sound Opinions.
I'm weary of the ways of the world. I'm running for my body, yeah. I'll be back across the river soon. I'm gonna look for my body, yeah. I'll be back across the river soon. I'm gonna look for my body, yeah. I'll be back across the river soon. But you know that a king is only a man. With flesh and bones, he bleached just like you do. He said, what does that leave you? And do you belong? I do. I do. Be leery about your place in the world. You're feeling like you're chasing the world. You're leaving not a trace in the world, but you're facing the world.
That is Solange with A Seat at the Table, my number nine album of the year, a track called Weary. Jim, what have you got next?
Well, I'm going to go to number eight, Greg, but I will note that Solange made it to number 11 on my list. Number 10 was Beach Slang. Number nine was The Handsome Family. Number eight, The Drive-By Truckers. Millions of words were written in 2016 about the roiling anger in Middle America. And I don't think anyone empathized more. Not excusing, not explaining, but empathy. You know, people are hurting in parts of this country. The Southern auteurs behind the drive-by truckers, I think, gave that voice. At the same time, standing up for some very American values, inclusiveness and you know, anti-racism and that Southern flag. It means bad things to some people, while we respect that it means heritage to others. The Truckers are a band that have been going strong since 1998. And I think a group like this is easy to take for granted when it's been running for so long. But I don't think they've made a better record in their entire career than American Band. We're talking music that is as potent as Neil Young and Crazy Horse at their very best, and lyrics that, as I said, empathize with people and look at people that often are not written about in what, for lack of a better word, we would call indie rock. This is a song, I think, that epitomizes what I'm trying to say. Darkened Flags on the Cusp of Dawn. Darkened Flags on the Cusp of Dawn by the Drive-By Truckers. The album is American Band. It's in your top 10 too, right, Greg?
Definite overlap with that record. It's a terrific record by the Drive-By Truckers. To recap my list, I had David Bowie's Black Star at 10, Solange's A Seat at the Table at 9, Chance the Rapper's Coloring Book at 8, Drive-By Truckers' American Band, which you just played, at 7, and now my number 6 pick, PJ Harvey, The Hope 6 Demolition Project. This is basically the story. Polly Jean Harvey takes a field trip and comes back with this very pointed political statement. She's like a new journalist. You know, she's going to Kosovo, Afghanistan, Washington, D.C. She's bringing, you know, frontline stories back to her songs. She's turned these stories into protest songs, basically. There's rage here. There's also poignancy. This image of, you know, what she's seeing around the world juxtaposed with these implacable bureaucracies who are just immovable in the face of all these kind of tragedies that are going around. She's basically saying, you know, this is a vicious cycle that we're caught in. The song I'm going to play addresses this idea. It's this image of this Ferris wheel going around and around, and the whole notion of when's it going to end? Hey, little children, don't disappear. I heard it was 28,000. This cycle of violence against the world's children, basically, because these are the ultimate victims of what's been happening in our world that she's singing about. These are songs of resistance as well as this incredible bit of reporting that she's done. Here's The Wheel from PJ Harvey on the Hope 6 Demolition Project on Sound Opinions.
A revolving wheel of metal chairs.
That is PJ Harvey with The Wheel from the Hope 6 Demolition Project. Greg, she's on my list. I did my top 40. She's all the way down at number 39. You and I have some overlap this year, but they're at different ends of our lists.
Exactly. Jim, coming up, we've got more of our favorite albums of 2016, and we've also got albums that are our listeners' favorites. That's ahead on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.